This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 128 of bookcareers.com live. In this episode, we're going to discuss our virtual careers clinic at the London Book Fair. The online London Book Fair starts today, Monday the 21st of June, until Thursday the 1st of July. This week, the 21st to the 25th of June, there are loads of online seminars about all aspects of publishing. And on Thursday the 24th of June at 10:10 a.m, I am hosting a seminar entitled Developing Your Career, How to Move Upwards, along with Hermione Ireland, Managing Director from Académie du Vin Library. In the session, we will give lots of ideas of how you can upskill and push for promotion. Details can be found at londonbookfair.co.uk. I do hope you will join us. Now, our bookcareers.com virtual careers clinic will run from Monday the 28th of June to Thursday the 1st of July. Now, you might have had a careers clinic call with me. For bookcareers.com, our careers clinic is one of our flagship services. It runs all year round and has done for the best part of 21 years. Anyone in the UK can make an appointment and get to have a free telephone chat with me about their career, issues at work or job hunt. Once a year, usually in person, we arrange a careers clinic for an afternoon at the London Book Fair, where we have a room full of human resources managers and recruiters from book publishing companies, as well as the industry specialist recruitment consultants, and of course, me. And anyone can drop in during that time. Usually we see approximately 250 people over 3 hours. The queue outside starts about an hour earlier, and I'll link to a video of a queue from a few years back. The queue usually snakes around the stands outside our allocated room. For that afternoon, our careers clinic is the best kind of organised chaos. You get to talk to the gatekeepers of your applications, and they and me get to talk to you. As you can imagine, such an event is not COVID friendly, and this year, along with the online London Book Fair, we've taken our London Book Fair careers clinic and made it virtual. I'll be quite honest with you, this is a huge challenge. Trying to replicate the best bits of the careers clinic without drowning you or us in administration is quite a feat. So this is what is likely to happen. We have advisors on every single day, Monday to Thursday, from the 28th of June to the 1st of July, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There is one late night on Wednesday where I'm on duty until 7 p.m, but otherwise we will finish at 4 p.m. every day. The day is split into 2-hour slots. In every 2-hour slot, we've aimed to get at least one publisher and one recruitment consultant on duty, plus me. Now, I've put myself down for every session because I love talking to you all so much, and it's our event, so it makes sense for me to clear my diary for the week and spare time to talk to you. You'll probably get approximately 5 to 7 minutes with an advisor, and you can ask any of the advisors anything to do with finding a job or employment. We've arranged it so you might want to show them your CV or ask them about particular opportunities they have. Maybe you've applied for a role recently and you didn't get as far as you hoped. Aim to be specific with your questions. For example, it's much better to ask, is my CV good enough for an entry-level marketing role, rather than, will you look at my CV? If you want detailed help with your CV or you're unsure about your career choices, want advice on specific training or are having difficulties finding work, then ensure you talk to me at bookcareers.com for some qualified careers guidance. At the time of recording this episode, we have advisors confirmed from HarperCollins, Hachette, Bonnier Books and their imprint Igloo Books, Penguin Random House, Springer Nature, Inspired Selection, Atwood Tate, Redwood Recruitment and Think Selection. Other advisors may still yet be added. Now, I'd especially like to talk to you if you're currently unemployed and already from the UK book industry. At the time, it may be possible for you to see more than one advisor when you turn up, but you will have to queue again to see the next person. Each day, Monday to Thursday, has a separate entry ticket and you are welcome to book for each day, but please, numbers are strictly limited, so don't automatically take tickets for every day. And if you have taken a ticket for a day and can't make it, please cancel, even if the day has started, so we can let someone else take your place. As to putting all of this into practice, well, who knows how it will go. I have a number of volunteers who are going to allocate you an advisor and I'll be around. Yeah, it's unlikely to be a perfect experience. I've done around 14 of these events, or well, more than 14 of these events, all face to face. So to bring it into such a virtual space is, as I said at the beginning, a huge challenge. Now, we didn't want to make individual appointments for you all, for the one reason that it is so labour intensive, and in our experience, when we've made appointments for something similar, there are always no shows. We thought it would be extremely bad form for any of the advisors who have so graciously given their time to sit around not talking to anyone when they could be talking to you. I'm hoping overall this will be a positive experience for all of us. If this is your first experience of bookcareers.com, let me run down a few of the many things we have going on. Honestly, sometimes it's really hard for me to keep up with everything we're doing, and I created all of this, so I can understand if you get lost too. All of this you will find on the bookcareers.com website, and we will link to each item into the blog post which relates to this episode. We run a salary survey. Yes, we talk about salaries in publishing, and we are currently gathering data for our 2021 survey. If you're in UK book publishing, working for a book or journal publisher, a literary agency, or for a publishing service company, where you're working on books or journals for a UK book publisher, then please take the survey. And if you can, email the survey link around the office. You've got until the 30th of July. Then I go and hide for the month of August before publishing the results in September. If you have experience in the UK book industry and are currently unemployed, then please register for our Book Careers Professionals Job Club. We meet virtually, usually every other week, and you get some free career support from me. If you're from outside of the UK book industry looking to career change, or you're looking for an entry level role, please register with our Book Careers Newcomers Job Club, which usually meets virtually once a month for a chat with me, where I share some exclusive information that I've picked up through my work. As mentioned, we run a careers clinic all year round. It's me, and I answer lots of questions about working in book publishing. This podcast comes out weekly, every Monday morning. Search for Book Careers on your favourite podcast platform and you'll find us. Every week, I discuss something which is relevant to careers or job searching within book publishing. There are at least 4 previous episodes on CVs, some on covering letters, and at least 4 on interviews and different stages of job interview, from telephone interviews, video interviews, interview research, how to ace second interviews. I have put a lot of information into the universe, and if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, drop me a line at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Some episodes of the podcast are extracted from my much-delayed book, How to Job Search in Book Publishing. I'm aiming to finish writing this month, and it should be available for pre-order soon. You won't currently find it online for order, so please bear with me. Now, if you need help with your CV, covering letter or job application, then we offer that as a paid-for service. We call it an employability consultation, and I will help and advise you on how to improve your job applications. You can also book an employability consultation to get help prepping for an interview. Now, I won't write your CV word for word, because at the end of the day, if you get the job, you're going to have to prove that you've got the skills to go and do that job. So if it's my words and not yours, then you're surely going to get caught out. But I will help you as best as I can improve your job applications. I will guide you through, and people who've previously booked employability consultations have told me it was the best help ever. And whilst I can't make any guarantees, it is usual for you to notice an uplift in your job search. So in theory, you should get at least one stage further than you would without my help. But as I said, there are no guarantees. We offer employability consultations sort of 5 weeks out of 6. So there are usually appointments every single week. The cost of this is £59. If you need more detailed help or your situation is more complex, I work with a limited number of clients on a one-to-one basis, whether it's for career coaching, career development, time management, juggling remote working, work-related stress, or redundancy counselling and support. All manner of things. First, either book into the usual bookcareers.com careers clinic or send me an email at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now, I get loads of people telling me that they wish they could have discussions about some of the issues that are going on in book publishing without it being attributed to their social media profile. So we have created an online platform, bookcareers.com/live, for you to ask questions or participate in a discussion about job seeking or issues concerning careers within the industry anonymously. The difference with bookcareers.com live is you can register with an anonymous username, and providing you don't include any identifying information, it is anonymous and not tied to your social media profiles. Now, this is really important to us because at Book Careers, we frequently see people who are job seeking messing up their job search by their activities on social media. You can post on bookcareers.com/live and it won't affect your job search in a negative way. You can also ask me questions. I aim to drop in wherever I can. Now, that's enough to be getting on with. I hope to be speaking to you personally soon. You're also welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're stuck, my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers, or on Twitter @bookcareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.